Gibson showing any progress?
He is. He's trending in the right way. So, you know, we'll see how he does when he gets out there.
What makes Danny Amendola so good on third down out of the slot?
Quick in and out of breaks. Excellent route runner. Trust with the quarterback. Knows where he's going to put the ball. I think, you know, and, you know, obviously his competitiveness.
Can you describe the strides and progression that A.J. Cann has made this year for you?
Yeah, A.J.'s a good player. He's, you know, he's had some up and downs, you know, consistency, which I'm sure he would have liked to play better. But, you know, we're happy with him. He's always one of those guys that you can rely on. He's always out there, you know, plays every game, practices all the time, things of that nature, and just keeps trying to get better.
Good pro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We didn't ask you yesterday about Fournette, but any issues at all coming out of that car accident?
Hey, you know what I always say about car accidents?
No.
I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. You know, you get into a car accident, feel pretty good. 2 days later, you wake up, you're like, you know, I don't know. So that hasn't happened yet, but, you know, I never put that past car accidents.
Is it crazy to think that that's became such big news? Does that tell you where this franchise is at, that a guy getting a fender bender was running across all the news channels?
You're struggling with where you're going with this question.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because you're looking at me like you don't understand what I'm asking.
You know what? You're exactly right. I'm going where?
I
don't.
Where am I going with
yeah, that? I don't know. I don't know where it went. That's what I'm saying. What?
So it didn't seem like a big deal.
Someone said. Let me tell you how. Someone said, "Hey, Leonard was involved in a fender bender, right? So what do you think I do? I'll just make this like it's a." I go, gosh, I hope no one's injured. I call Leonard up. Leonard, how you doing? Oh, coach, I'm fine. It's good. Anyone injured? No. You sure? Yeah, coach, I'm fine. I say, okay, do you need to come in and get checked out? I said, listen, we're just going to check you out to make sure you're okay. Coach, I'm fine. We're good. No problems at all as long as everyone's okay. I put the phone down. That's it. That's all I know.
You forgot to ask about his Maybach. That was okay.
Why did you have to go there? Really? Did that? That wasn't. There was no need for that.
When you reviewed the tape from the Pittsburgh game and looked at your secondary, was that just uncustomary that they gave up long passes or what? What was that?
Some good plays. I mean, sometimes you got to say that's a great play. You know, there was three of them I thought that were outstanding plays. We were in good position. You know, whether, you know, you could sit there and critique, hey, maybe we can get our head around faster or something of that nature, but it wasn't like, you know, we weren't on it, you know, and I think that's the one thing, John, you know, like if you're not on it or you don't see it, you know, they make good plays, you know, just like, you know, I'm sure Sunday, you know, I remember playing this team and they have the same type of capability, you know, making those plays. We were playing a game against them. We had the lead and their offense had the football. And, you know, we had really good tight man coverage, and we had a robber coming down in the middle to double. And the player was either, I can't remember if it was Amendola or if it was Edelman, was one of them, was coming across and, you know, just makes an unbelievable, you know, Tom makes an unbelievable throw, unbelievable catch on 3rd and 8, late in the game when we had a 2-point or a 1-point lead. And I remember the next day, you know, you're on the sideline, you're like, golly, you know, hey, what are we doing? We got to make that. And then the next day, when I watched the film and I was able to slow it down, I mean, literally, you know, one of the receiver's hands are right here, okay? Our man coverage guy goes to undercut him because they have help over the top, and his hand's right here, and the guy coming over the top's hand's right there. And I'll never forget, you know, I always keep thinking, when they say it's a game of inches, you know, it truly is. But I think that's the type of quarterback we're facing. He can put the ball in that spot. Their receivers can catch it. And we have to understand that they're gonna be able to make plays like that, and we've got to be ready, you know what I'm saying, and get our head around and do things of that nature if we're in a man scheme. You know, in zone, we got to do a good job with our eyes and be able to break well.
So do you talk to the guys about, hey, don't be frustrated about that. Don't let that get in your head. Just throw it away and go next play about it?
Want them to be frustrated. Yeah, I want them to say, hey, I got to come back and do it again. You know, I got to make a play. I said yes, I know.
Gosh.
Doug, do you see Tom Brady show up on the injury report with a hand injury? Do you do any extra preparation defensively with him in a shotgun formation, or are you just going to stick with everything?
No. I'm sure he could probably throw left-handed if he had a problem with his right hand, you know, and throw it just as well. And I mean that. I'm not, you know, I think I've never seen anyone, and I said this before, when we used to go out there pregame, and I was on the opposing sideline, you know, the quarterback coaches that I've worked with along the way, you know, whether it was in New York or wherever we have been, you know, it's always amazing to, you know, when you go out there and watch them. It's a credit to him, obviously. You know, he can literally go out there. You see a lot of quarterbacks that go out and have to, you know, they kind of warm up a little bit. They'll do a lot of things. He can go out there and literally he'll just go pick up a ball and throw it, and you would think that he's, you know, he's ready to go, which is – it's funny because when you're in this league, you watch a lot of the quarterbacks warm up. They all warm up, get themselves ready to go. I really think he's one of the most naturally gifted throwers that I personally have ever seen. You know, he could pick a ball up at any day and just throw it.
From an outside perspective, how tight is the relationship between Blake and Nate at this point?
I don't know. Close. You know, but I don't know how to describe it. Like, you know, like husband and wife? That close, or?
Does he talk to him as much as he talks to his wife?
You have to ask him. They do spend a lot of time together. They have a good relationship. Go ahead.
How have you changed as a coach over the past 3 years? How have you changed?
Well, I don't know. Right now, I'm just so focused on, you know, winning this game. I haven't really had time to reflect. I'm better with the media. I give you that.
Are you more comfortable than you were, do you think?
With the media?
No, just in general.
I don't know. I think my coaches and players could ask better that. I know I'm more comfortable with the media. I mean, that's all I know. You know, everything else I just think you learn from experiences, things that happen at a different, you know, every you know, individuals you got to handle differently. As far as the philosophy of what we try to accomplish from a standpoint of, you know, work and practice and, you know, how we do things, that has remained the same for me.
Because people say, oh, Doug Marone's like, you know, he's smart, you know, he's
no,
he's great,
come on, no, you know what I mean? You know what? You need to make sure that my wife and kids know that, and my father-in-law, because I've never been labeled that.
But you know how it was like a few years ago, you know, you're told.
And that's what people do, though. I mean, isn't it what people do if they're on the outside and they don't know you, you know, or someone says something, they're going to say things, you know, and then people are going to have a perception or an opinion on them. And then all of a sudden, when you start working with someone or you're with them a little bit more, then they're going to have a little bit more insight and form their own opinions. I'm just not a person that is going to seek myself to go out to try to correct, you know, someone's opinion of me that, you know, that's not going to help us win games. So I think that, you know, I'm sure these guys, you can ask them questions. They're with me almost every day. How they felt or what they felt about me prior to, you know, coming here. And then now once they've gotten to know me, how they feel. I think that answers that question well. And by the way, where is Ryan? He's changed.
Bigger stage, bigger, you know, our responsibility.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your father-in-law's opinion?
Yeah, I'm a dumbass. Go ahead.
What makes the Patriots defense so effective in the red zone, especially when they're maybe slightly more vulnerable outside the red zone?
I don't know that. I think they're great in all situational football. So if you look at it as third down or the red zone and things of that nature, I think they've always have been at the top of the league in that. I think that, you know, what you do in the middle, you know, may not, you know, you can – you know, what's the use of being able to say, hey, we had X amount of yards on offense, we did really well from the 20 to 20, and you don't score? You know, I think that they've done a good job of, and Matty P and those guys on defense have always done an excellent job of, you know, making sure of the critical situations that they're going to come up on top and be well prepared. And that's our challenge.
Hey, Doug, what's your opinion of Devin McCourty and just sort of what he does?
I think both their safeties have played extremely well all year long. I think that they have really good range. I think they're very good tacklers. I think they have really good speed. I think they can play down and back. You know, McCourty was a former corner. He's some corner ability, so he could, you know, both guys can cover. I have a lot of respect for those guys. Haven't gone against them for quite some time.
Deion Lewis, with his size, you kind of think scat back, but does he
Does he run on the middle?
Oh, absolutely. You know, don't let you know, someone, you know, the size or the height basically fool you. I mean, he has excellent power, you know, really good spin. You got to get population to him. You got to get a lot of people around him. He has speed. He can get it outside. He can go downhill on you. You know, he's an outstanding back, and, you know, he's a pit guy. So, you know, I know a little bit from him coming out of college.
From your time with Gilmore, what stood out to you about his game?
What's what?
Stephon Gilmore. What stands out about him?
He can lock you down. I mean, he's a number one corner. You know, they have two really good corners that are number one corners with Butler and Stephon. You know, my time with Stephon, he was you know, a big part of what we did defensively. You know, when we were in Buffalo, you know, excellent man coverage, can get your hands on you, can stop you at the line, can run with you, really good speed. Can tackle, which a lot of people, you know, they look at corners and they say, oh, listen, let's get the ball to the corner. Well, that's the one thing about this defense. All the players on that field are very good tacklers. So, you know, he's a guy that used to go out to practice, was attention to detail, really studied well, and really wanted to be the best. So, you know, he's a lot like, you know, the guys that we have here, you know, striving to be good football players.
Is it striking how many former Bills they have?
Excuse me? Not because of those players. You know, I love Hogan. You know, I love Gilmore. Those guys did everything possible they can do for the team, for themselves, to win. They spent time studying. They did all those things. You know, so it doesn't surprise me, you know, that they would, be in New England. They're great players.
Perception has been for a number of years that the league was going offensive. But does it say anything this year that the top four of the top five scoring defenses are still remaining? 1, 2, 4, and 5?
I have no idea. I don't. I'm sorry.
Do you feel like the league went really?
I'm trying to get through the week. I apologize. I do. I really do. It's so broad for me. I'm just so focused on this that, like, when someone says four quarterbacks or the league or, you know, before past experiences, you know, my mind right now, the best job I can do is make sure that our team is ready to go. So for me, you know, and I apologize if I can't answer the questions as well as maybe I should, but I'm really just trying to focus on, you know, getting our team ready and go, because, you know, I've got to get through this. You know, this is, you know, from the Bulls first grade, and this has the answers that maybe I'm looking for, maybe how we can stop, you know, the Patriots, you know, so, you know, but that's where I want to spend my time. Not in this, absolutely, but you know what I'm saying? Spend my time in what we have to do to win. Someone just handed it to me when I was coming in here.
Please? Hold it up, please.
Want to beat the Patriots? Here's how. Advice from your number one fans, the Bulls first grade. That's the one thing I will say about this week. It's kind of throwing me off.
Will you find time to go through this?
I find it hard to believe how so many people have an opinion on how to beat the New England Patriots, and no one's really have done that.
Yeah. All right, two more.
Excuse me?
TC? Coach Huff?
Huh? Well, Coach, we work together all the time on how to win. I'm talking about now all of a sudden how many things are coming from the outside.
What is it about Blake's demeanor that seemingly has him so popular in the locker room in terms of the loyalty toward him?
I just think that you're talking about the loyalty of the players towards him?
Yeah.
I just think he's the same person, you know, meaning that, you know, the way he comes into work, the way he goes about his business. And I think that the players, a lot of times, you know, when the quarterback gets a lot of heat, takes a lot off the other players, you know, because everyone from a media standpoint is focused on the quarterback and they're going after the quarterback. Sometimes people sit in the locker room and go, better him than me, you know, and that's just, you know, part of it. But I think our players felt that. You know what I'm saying? Felt what he was going through and watched how he handled it. And I think it's a credit to Blake. And I think it's a credit to, you know, the rest of the team, because they really came up big in supporting him. And that's not something that I went up in front of the team and said, hey, we need to support him or things of that nature. That happens naturally. So I think that, you know, because Blake never complained, he never pointed a finger, he never blamed anyone, he didn't say I had X amount of coordinators, X amount of, you know, two head coach, whatever. He didn't go through that laundry list of things that you can go through to explain maybe you're not performing as well as you should. And that's hard to do when you stand up here and you're answering questions of, you know, why you didn't perform well, or this person said that about you. And I think, you know, his toughness mentally and physically, I've said it from the beginning, is one of the things that I love about him, one of the many things.
All right, last one.
Go ahead. Oh, I've heard you've compared your relationship with Tom Coughlin to that of your father-in-law.
Yes.
How is that? Why is that? What is the comparison there?
Well, you know, success at both levels, different levels, excuse me, meaning that my father-in-law was an outstanding football coach, came up, through the ranks, Hall of Fame coach, statue in front of the stadium coach, is a coach all the time, even in family situations. Hey, okay, listen, we're going to wake up today. You got this, you got this, you got this. It's like going through first down, second down, third down with me and my, I guess they're my brother-in-laws, the other two brother-in-laws, right? The other two. And, just as if you're going to ask him a question, they're going to tell you, not maybe what you want to hear. They're going to tell you the truth. And that's what I love about it, because when you get to position as a head coach, it's like we'll walk out of here, hey, Tad, how did I do today? Oh, coach, you were great. You know what I'm saying? hey, how'd the radio show? Oh, coach, that was a great radio show. Hey, what do you think? People say that, because, someone, they don't want to hurt your feelings or things like that. Well, not my father-in-law. He's going to tell me, hey, you better get this right. You're going to get your butt kicked if you don't do this. Hey, you've got to work on this. Hey, you better make sure you do this or do that. And those things have helped me become a better football coach, no doubt. And then my father-in-law would come up to college quite a bit. He'd come up to Buffalo. And then, obviously, here now he spends more time with the grandchildren, and then I have coach. So coach is the same way. Coach, what do you – no, I think, coach, what do you – and it's the same type of relationship for me. Someone that – has been very successful, someone that is has excellent football knowledge, not only just X's and O's and schemes of dealing with players, and there are two people that I look up to quite a bit that come from the same type of background of discipline, attention to detail, and things of that nature. So for me, it's been outstanding, because my father-in-law was only up every once in a while, whereas now I have coach here all the time. And, I just think that it's something that has helped me grow as a coach and has made me better. And I just appreciate the heck out of it. See, I said heck.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
Yep. Thanks.